March is Women's History Month, and today we're going to celebrate women in our weekly chat with Evan Kleiman, specifically highlighting women-owned hospitality businesses. Evan hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hey, Evan.
Hey, Marisa. It's so great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well. And I'm excited to hear about this group. So this started during the early days of the pandemic when a group of women identifying and non-binary hospitality professionals in LA banded together to support one another. And they formed this nonprofit called Regarding Her, which I know you've talked about on the show. But for those who missed it, remind us what they're doing.
Yeah, it was really impressive how quick they created this during the pandemic. First and foremost, they're a support organization sharing information that is often held close to the chest by business owners, with sometimes veterans in the business often mentoring newbies or those navigating challenges. They're committed to accelerating the growth of women entrepreneurs and leaders in food and beverage. LA veteran chef and restaurateur Mary Sue Milliken, who's a co-founder and chairman of the board, has said, "Our ambition is to create an industry we want for ourselves and for future generations, one we can be proud of and in which women thrive."
Interesting. So, I mean, this obviously came out of a really tough period for the entire hospitality industry, but we know that it's always been, you know, a challenging place for women and non-binary folks. What is this group doing now?
Well, in honor of Women's History Month, they have expanded their previous celebration of women's businesses from 10 days to the whole month. So there are still several events on their calendar that we can attend. You know, rather than a festival that takes place in one space, members are collaborating and creating special dining and drinking opportunities at their bars, restaurants, and even in backyards. It's really interesting how eclectic the events are.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear about some of them. I know you went through the event calendar and picked out a few upcoming events to share with us. Let's start with one that is part of their Chef's Dinner series. This is at Kobe's in Santa Monica. Tell us about it.
That happens tonight. It's a $95 prefix family style four-course dinner at Kobe's in Santa Monica with a curated menu and specials from Kobe Marsh, Danielle Zecca, who is from Amiga Amore, and the famed Nancy Silverton.
Okay, I'm already getting hungry, and there's another one that sounds great. The Middle Eastern dinner they're offering. This is hosted by Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach, right?
Yes. So this dinner, also tonight, called Ali June, which means Ali dear, is a Mideastern-centered dinner. And some chefs involved are Chef Jeffrey Hayden of Love and Salt, of course, Chef Chris Feldmeyer, formerly of Bar Maruno, Steve Sampson of Rosso Blue Superfine Playa and Superfine Pizza will be there, Chef Hamid Mosavi of Shamshiri, of course. So many people, including Vincenzo Marinella of My Mixology. So that means yummy, yummy drinks.
And Evan, they'll be donating the proceeds, right?
Yeah, 10% of the proceeds will be donated to Regarding Her, which is great.
That's awesome. So tell us about a couple other opportunities that folks can check out.
Well, there's a really great pie pop-up called Dai Pai Dong that serves British Cantonese fusion savory pies. And they're putting on a Sunday service all month with Rooted Fare, who makes this just yummy, crunchy black sesame spread. They're doing a barbecue skewer party, and that's the backyard party I mentioned.
That sounds great. Any other things if people want to, I don't know, go a little further afield?
Well, the sisters at Chow Krung Thai on Fairfax are offering a pairing of two curries and two sparkling wines for $65 through the rest of the month. And Ronan on Melrose is doing a brunch on March 24th, which itself is a fundraiser for Alexandria House, which is an amazing place that provides safe and supportive housing for women and children.
So lots of options for folks to taste yummy food and sort of support good causes. If people want to peruse the entire event calendar themselves, how do they find it?
They should go to regardingherfood.org/WHMF and click on Los Angeles.
All right. We'll have links to Evan's picks at KCRW.com as well. Evan Kleiman hosts KCRW's Good Food. You can listen on Saturday mornings at 10 and subscribe to the podcast and Evan's newsletter at KCRW.com/Good Food. Evan, what is on Good Food this week?
I talked to the absolutely marvelous flavor scientist Arielle Johnson about her new book, Unlocking the Art and Science of Food. And I talked to this fascinating woman about the taste of water, what goes into the taste of tap water, and hint, it's a lot.
All right, maybe some water tastings ahead. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you so much, Marisa.
Next week on Press Play, when Hooray for the Riff Raff singer-songwriter Alindra Sagara was a New York City teenager, they dropped out of school and left the Bronx, spending years as a runaway traveler. Their new album is a reflection on those travels and the highs and lows of America. And coming up, spring weather will soon lure bears out of hibernation. One mountain community is bracing for the chaos.
We're talking about a small town of 2,800 folks, quite literally under siege from black bears.
That's next on Press Play.